Baby Bus.
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories, June and the Pool. One bright summer afternoon, June and her father arrived at the neighborhood pool. It was very busy.
It's very busy today, Junie, and it's very hot. Let's put some sunscreen on you.
I love the smell of sunscreen.
Me too. It reminds me of going to the beach on a summer day.
Can I have ice cream, Dad?
Let's work up an appetite first. Let's go swimming.
June was wearing her favorite blue bathing suit with yellow daisies on. The pool's blue water was sparkling in the sun.
Do I have to? It's so cold and wet and I can't see anything underwater.
Oh, Junebug, trust me. Swimming is going to be so much fun. You're going to love it.
But I don't like swimming.
What about our beach adventures, Junebug?
I just like playing in the sand, making sandcastles and stuff.
Think of the fish, turtles, and crabs you might see.
True, Daddy, but there are no fish or turtles or crabs in the pool.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
With a mischievous smile, June's dad reached into a bucket filled with pool toys.
Here you go. Here's a fish, four crabs, and two dolphins. A big blue whale. My keys. And a sea turtle.
Wow!
The toys bobbed on the surface, then slowly sank to the bottom.
Now there are. Can you fetch them all?
I guess, but how will I see them underwater? My eyes will be all wet and my vision will be all blurry. I won't be able to see anything.
June was a pretty good swimmer. She was the best in her class. However,
I don't really like swimming underwater. It makes my eyes all stingy.
Luckily, June's dad was always prepared.
Oh, you're right, Junebug. Luckily, I'm always prepared. How about using these beauties? Do you like them?
June's dad reached into his pocket and pulled out a pair of blue goggles that matched June's blue daisy bathing suit.
Goggles! They're perfect! They're amazing! Thank you, Dad! You're the best! Can you help me put them on?
June's dad helped her put on the amazing blue goggles.
Now I'm excited to explore the underwater world! Better check no one is nearby first.
June looked around to make sure no one was nearby, then did a huge jump into the water. She bobbed around in the water happily.
I'm still a bit scared to put my head underwater, though.
Come on, Junebug, you can do it! I'm here and you're always safe with me.
June's dad made her feel brave. So with her eyes squeezed shut, she ducked her head underwater.
One, two, three.
June opened her eyes underwater. She picked up the crabs first.
Got him! Wow, it was so clear down there, just like above water. The goggles work like magic. Now I can see what all the fuss is about. This is so fun!
June skillfully brought back all of the colorful crabs first, bringing them back to her dad one by one.
Well done, June. You're a true water adventurer. I'm as pleased as punch. I'm so proud of you for being brave and trying something new.
Next, I'll get all the fish and the sharks, too.
Next, she decided to pick up all the fish and sharks. Then, she kicked her feet like crazy to swim back to the surface.
I love swimming! Here are three fish and one shark.
For the next few minutes, June swam and dove and swam and dove until she had grabbed all of the toys that her father had thrown into the pool.
Well done, June! You're like a fish in there. What a confident and happy swimmer.
June loved swimming so much that she swam and swam. But soon, there was a new problem. June did not want to get out of the pool.
My little fish, it's time to go. I have to buy some vegetables for dinner. Come on.
But I want to swim more.
June's love for the water made her want to swim forever. It was the most fun she'd had all week.
Well, I am glad, but we have to go.
Can we just stay a little bit longer, please, Daddy? I love swimming, and I love my goggles.
Okay. Let me check with Mommy if she can get the vegetables for us, and maybe we can stay and swim for a little longer.
June's dad reached for his phone, but as he put his hand into his pocket and pulled it out again, he accidentally grabbed his keys, let go of them in surprise, and sent them soaring through the air.
Oh no!
The keys flew high into the sky, through the air, and with a loud plop, fell into the deep end of the pool. The keys sank deep, deep down.
My keys! Ugh. They've sunk all the way to the bottom of the pool. Oh, no.
Don't worry, Daddy. I'll get them.
Are you sure, honey? It's quite deep.
I can do it. In swim class, I swim in the deep end all the time. That's where I'm allowed to dive. I just never wanted to before because I didn't have these amazing goggles.
Okay, you can do it. I believe in you.
June got out of the water and bravely walked to the deep end of the pool.
I'm going to do this just as I've been taught in swimming lessons. First, get into the diving position, and then dive right in. So I need to put my hands together above my head and jump!
Seconds later, June reached the bottom. Guided by her trusty goggles, she spotted her father's keys shimmering in the water. She grasped them firmly and propelled herself upward, breaking the surface with a triumphant smile.
Got him!
My hero!
Happily, June swam to the side of the pool, climbed up the ladder, and got out.
I feel proud of myself.
Thank you, Junie. Oh, you're such a brave kid. Come here. I've got a big, fluffy towel to keep you warm.
June beamed. She was so happy to make her dad proud. Her face shone with pride, knowing that her swimming skills and determination had saved the day.
My little fish, I'm so glad you learned to dive. And you did it so safely.
And I'm grateful for these goggles that allowed me to explore the underwater world.
June put on her sandals. June and her dad left the pool together, side by side.
Today, June, you and your goggles are heroes.
That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.